Okay, good morning, everybody. So as we continue our discussion of some of the fundamental issues that are very much on our mind, and we began the week discussing the idea of integrity, and then we spoke about empathy and basic concern for others, Yodea Tzadik Nefesh Behemto, and we talked about discipline yesterday, and the idea of, love as expressed by, remonstrating when necessary and always being in educational mode, knowing how to do that. So today I wanted to talk about the notion of individuality. And what I mean by that is the idea that people have very personal struggles. In the 14th chapter of Mishlei, it's interesting, we have a fascinating duality. Towards the end of the chapter, we have probably the classical expression within our tradition of the beauty of gathering together, even along national lines, Berov Am Hadras Melech, that when the people gather together, and certainly Rosh Hashanah is the day of Malchios, that theme is very much on our mind of bringing people together, and certainly in Rosh Hashanah itself, we'll talk about how that explains many of the practices of Tkiyah Shofar, certain basis for uniformity within that particular mitzvah, because it's affiliated with the notion of Malchios, and God's majesty, as it were, is enhanced and amplified when we have a cohesive gathering, when we have the reality of Rov Am Hadras Melech. On the other hand, in the 10th pasuk of the chapter, we have the maybe classical statement in the halacha of how personal and individual life really is. Lev yodea maras nafsho, only the heart truly knows its own travails, uvesimchaso, and therefore when people are able to overcome these challenges, people are able to find the wherewithal to overcome the most significant of challenges, physical challenges, psychological challenges, emotional challenges, financial challenges, whatever the challenges may be, uvesimchaso lo yisarev zar. Nobody can truly appreciate from the outside what a triumph it really is. And this isn't just some kind of a homiletical statement or an emotional statement about how, people know their own challenges, but it's a halacha. It comes up in Yom Kippur, it's nifsak in Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim. If 100 doctors are saying that this individual is going to be okay, he doesn't really need to fast, and the chola, the individual who's infirmed, is saying, oh, I really need to fast, I don't feel up to fasting. So the halacha is shomim lechola, that we listen to the person who's infirm, the person who is not well and feels that they will not be able to withstand the rigors of not fasting. And this is a classical halachic codification of the idea that there is a certain instinct that people have about their own well-being, and even if objectively, right, the 100 doctors are absolutely correct, the halacha does factor in subjective elements, lev yodea maras nafsho, both because we understand that people do have a certain instinct when it comes to what it is that they're going through, perhaps greater than even the outside experts who, from an objective, scientific, empirical standpoint, certainly have more knowledge of whatever the pathophysiological process might be in any particular case. That's part of it. We have respect for the instinct of an individual, but also because we understand that that can then objectively impact a person's health, right? And so this idea of Lev Yodea Maras Nafsho is obviously well beyond the province of Yom Kippur. The fact that it is codified in halacha is very impressive and establishes its reality, I think, in an incontrovertible fashion, but it's certainly something this time of year that we want to very much bear in mind. As much as it's tempting for us to wish to imagine that we can understand everything that somebody is going through or exactly what somebody else's challenges are, the reality is that there's part of life which is always extremely private. And at this time of year, it requires more than anything else, Vidover Emes Bilvavo, we have to be honest with ourselves, because to a great extent, other people are very busy with their own lives. And even if they are, as we talked about earlier in the week, Yodea Tzadik Nefesh Behemto, deeply empathetic, deeply compassionate, deeply caring people, there's kind of a limit to how much the soul is a very private place, how much one person can truly or should truly invade or even understand a very deep and private space of somebody else. And so as we all try our best to really introspect, to reflect on what it is that we wish to be focusing on right now, it's not just understandable, but it's unavoidable that there will be a very personal aspect that will all come together in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Berovam Hadras Melech. But the process of tshuva is really defined in many ways by Lev Yodea Maras Nafsha. We know what ails us. We know the things that have been challenging to us, where we've tried very hard perhaps in the past and we haven't been able to overcome to the degree that we might have wished to, and the anguish that it causes us. And so we have to rest assured that we can, with God's help, make great progress. And as the pasuk goes on to say, when we do meet that challenge, when we do demonstrate our fortitude and our resilience and our capacity to overcome, uvesimchaso lo yisarav zar, perhaps no one but the individual himself or herself can truly appreciate the resolve and the determination that was required to be able to overcome those kinds of challenges. Lev Yodea Maras Nafsho V'Simchaso Lo Yis Arev Zar.